The two young men went out into the garden together and ensconced themselves on a long bamboo seat that stood in the shade of a tall laurel bush. The sunlight slipped over the polished leaves. In the grass, white daisies were tremulous. After a pause, Lord Henry pulled out his watch.
"I'm afraid I must be going, Basil," he murmured. "And before I go, I insist on your answering my question."
"What is that?" said the painter.
"I want you to explain to me why you won't exhibit Dorian Gray's picture. I want the real reason."
"I told you the reason."
"No, you did not.
You said it was because there was too much of yourself in it. Now that is childish."
"Harry," said Basil Hallward, looking him straight in the face, "every portrait that is painted with feeling is a portrait of the artist, not of the sitter. The reason I will not exhibit this picture is that I'm afraid that I have shown in it the secret of my own soul."
Lord Henry laughed.
"And what is that?" he asked.
"I will tell you," said Hallward, but an expression of perplexity came over his face.
"I am all expectation, Basil," continued his companion, glancing at him.
"Oh, there is really very little to tell, Harry," answered the painter. "And I'm afraid you will hardly understand it. Perhaps you will hardly believe it."
Lord Henry smiled.
"I'm quite sure I shall understand it," he replied.
"And as for believing things, I can believe anything, provided that it is quite incredible."